Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa now has apparently a new ambassador to the United States, and I'm fascinated by the choice. I can't really figure out if it's a good choice, if it's a bad choice, and we will be chatting in a short while to Davi Ruit, get his view on it. The new ambassador is Rolf Meyer. Now, he's probably 147 years old in the shade. I think so. I think he is, because I'm sure he was part of CODESA. Like I'm allergic to boring. I think the ANC is allergic to young people. They are allergic to young people. They want old people. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Rolf Meyer. I don't even know. I remember him from back in the day. I think I remember Rolf Meyer from back in the day. But as I say, I think he's probably about 600 or 700 years old. He can't be less than 600 years old. He was definitely part of the crew, CODESA and transformation and all of that. So yeah, we're not exactly going with young and innovative. But maybe he's a good choice. I don't know. Maybe he is the right guy at the for this, and maybe he allows the ANC or Ramaphosa to save face, but will move things in the right direction. I don't know. I just always worry with the ANC. It's like they don't know that there's anybody younger than 70 in the country. Anyway, but let's talk to somebody who actually does know what he's talking about. Maybe, presumably. Davi Ruit, good morning. Founder, director, chief economist of the Efficient Group. Do you know what you're talking about?
I am indeed. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So do you know what you're talking about more than I do? Because I'm making it up. I just see, it just worries me, this old thing, this old person need of the ANC. But give me the real information.
Yeah, you're talking about a new ambassador to the to the United States, whether that's a good thing or not. I was thinking about this, and I was trying to put myself in the shoes of the president on who to choose to be the new ambassador to the United States. And I think the context is very important for us to understand that the relationship between South Africa and the United States is a bit frayed. We all know about this. And there are many things going around that we all are aware of, things like racist laws that we have in South Africa, and we've got this, the attack on the farm attacks and those sort of things. So there's a racial component to this that is just part of the reality. So the president under these kind of circumstances need to try to pick somebody that can best represent South Africa. And there are a couple of things that are important to him, I believe. Things like, I think it was important for him to appoint a white person. Let's be frank about these sort of things, because it will actually go to show that South Africa's got white people, and that white people can actually have senior positions in the ANC government. So that was, I guess, important. They had a couple of white people, a couple of white guys that he could have picked between. He could have picked Dirk Herman, for example, or Karl Niehaus, but I don't think any of those two would have made the cut. Yeah, I think somebody kind of in the middle. So that is important. He also needs somebody with experience as a diplomat. That is important, but I think the most important one is that he needs somebody that he can trust, because he's a politician after all. It's important for somebody to represent South Africa and somebody that he can personally trust. The downside with Rolf Meyer is that he's a little bit on the old side. He's not very popular amongst all, especially white people or especially Afrikaners. So that is certainly the case. But he's not there to represent a certain racial group or a certain ethnic group or a certain section of the society. He's there to represent South Africa. Looking at all these variables and putting myself in the shoes of the president, I think this was the right appointment. I think that was perhaps the best appointment that it could have made. But there, of course, there are many people criticizing this, but that is the way that democracy works. Right. And his job is to try to stabilize relations between South Africa and the United States, which, as we know, is not as healthy as it could be. So, yeah. My call is that I think this was a good thing.
So would you say that to some extent it's quite symbolic It's actually a symbolic appointment in that it signals an interest to repair the relationship between South Africa and the United States.
Yeah, without a doubt, certainly so. I think that the previous appointments was a bit of a was certainly not a good one. But yes, there's a lot of symbolism behind this, and I did mention. And again, you know, South Africa, whether we like it or not, we're a country that is defined by race, and I think the appointment of a white person, and an Afrikaner, by the way, is at least symbolically very important for South Africa. Remember, politics is not always about doing the right thing for the economy or doing politics is about politics after all. And I think the president, under very difficult circumstances, and I'm always quite critical on the president.
Sure.
I think he's doing a lousy job at various levels.
Right, but this was a good one. Do you think?
I would say this is the balancing. Yeah.
How do you think this is going to be received from within his cabinet? Not that they will talk out of school, but do you think that this would be largely supported by the ANC and Durka?
I would say so. I would certainly think so. The president is quite popular, and whatever he decides, it usually goes. But apart from that, Ruth Meyer is also a member of the ANC. As far as I know, I don't know whether he's resigned to recently, but he's still a member of the ANC. Well, he moved over from the National Party to the ANC.
Yes, and he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was very much part of the transition government, the CODESA.
Yes.
So he really did establish significant credibility during that time, didn't he?
In fact, he was the main negotiator on the side of the National Party, while Cyril Ramaphosa was on the side of the ANC.
Oh, wow.
So they came to know one another very, very well. So this is, and I guess in the end, what matters is for the president to appoint somebody that will make him personally look good, and of course make South Africa look good as well. And he knows Ruth Meyer personally. I mean, they came to know one another very well during the time of the negotiations for the transition into the new South Africa. So that, again, the best possible appointment, I would say. Mm.
How likely, or how are investors likely to see this appointment?
I think the important point is not necessarily to have a very, very good ambassador there, but simply an ambassador that's going to not cause some waves somewhere. So I would say that at least some of the tension between South Africa and the United States will be lessened a little bit. So investors necessarily do not want somebody that's good, but they investors want somebody that's not going to cause harm. And I think Ruf May is certainly not going to cause harm. He's a very experienced diplomat.
Absolutely.
And I think he understands the context. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's unlikely that we would see foolish comments, social media posts that are provocative or you know, it's just
exactly
it's never really been who he is.
You need somebody that's not going to shake the boat, and I think that's he's the right guy for that.
Do you think that he has the ability, he would have the ability to walk back some of the potential damage that's been done with regard to investment and trade deals, etc.?
It is a two-way thing. Of course, I think he's going to have a solid hand on that side, and I think some of the damage that has been done, I think could be fixed with him over in the United States. But it's not only what can be expected from him, but it's also what can be expected from the U.S. ambassador in South Africa. And what I've picked up from the new U.S. ambassador in South Africa is certainly the same kind of message that I'm getting from him, that he wants to repair the relationship between the U.S. and South Africa. So I think both sides, the South African ambassador and the U.S. ambassador, will go a long way in trying to fix the relations between these two countries.
So certainly that is sounding good. If you were to look at the year ahead or the time ahead in the United States for the new ambassador for Ruth Meyer, what would you want, what would you see as the measure of success?
Well, at least let's just move the pot off the boil a little bit. Recently, what has happened is that the president's attention certainly is in the Middle East at the moment, and maybe thereafter it's going to be around Cuba. And I'm pretty sure South Africa would have been somewhere on his agenda along the line. I think with the new ambassador there, perhaps we're going to move down a little bit on the agenda, which is in this case a bit of a good thing. But obviously, the tariffs is the main thing. If the new ambassador can do something about the tariffs, and also, you know, the Americans, whether we like them or not, it's a massively big country. They've got a lot of money, and if we can start selling South Africa, if the new ambassador can really tell the Americans of these wonderful investment opportunities in South Africa, I think that will be a sign of success. But at the same time, South Africa must understand, the South African government must understand that we have to make some changes to certain policies that are just obstacles to investing in South Africa. So I guess tariffs is the first thing, but secondly, to get South Africa on the map for investors in the United States.
Tavi Root, thank you. As always, founder, director, chief economist of The Efficient Group.